Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Consciousness Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Sam and Cabrini Greco, coming to you live from beautiful planet Earth. Throughout our conversation, we will be covering topics such as spirituality, global consciousness, metaphysics, and where you think we're truly headed. We have a great show to share with you today, so bookmark us and receive reminders. And you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com.
Welcome to our Sunday morning light show here on Creative Consciousness Radio, on Blog Talk Radio as well. Today is May 17, 2015, and we are so pleased to be with you this morning. We want to give a shout out to everyone on planet Earth. And for those of you that are listening in our chat room, we want to thank you for being here with us today and holding the space. Feel free to call in and listen live if you're not getting this show directly through your computer at 267-521-0151. And you can also go ahead and press 1 if you want to come on live with us and be involved in the conversation with the interview that we're going to be having this morning. But before we get to that, I'd like to just introduce to you our purpose and intention for this show. We are here to support individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives. And our purpose in sharing these individuals with you is to let you know, and so that you can become aware that there is a spiritual community that is within your community. And we share those individuals. The individuals that we host on our show are guided to us intuitively. A lot of times when we talk to people afterwards, we don't even remember how we even got to meet. But we bring forth those individuals, and if you're living a spiritually purposed life, feel free to connect with us on our website at alltruenatural.com. Go ahead and bookmark our show right there on our show page on Blog Talk Radio so you can get email alerts as to when we're hosting. Our shows are on Tuesday evenings and Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. And sometimes we also host shows that are extended longer than that, depending on the topics that we are bringing forth into the community at large. We also are bridging the gap, and we're hosting a spiritual festival that will be in Las Cruces, New Mexico, in the United States. This is going to be held on August 1st, 2015, and we have a 350-person capacity for the place that we're renting from, which is Las Cruces Convention Center. We're calling forth individuals from all over the world to come together and unify in the expression of one spirit. We're going to be hosting individuals that bring forth the knowledge of spirit through speaking. We have workshops that are going to be presented. We have over, I think it was about 16 different workshops, ranging from consciousness to readings to mediums and products. We have dancers that are going to be there. We also have incredible music by Cornflower. So throughout the summer, we're going to be hosting a lot of these individuals that are going to be presenting on our at our spiritual gathering, Bridging the Gap. The purpose of Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival is really to bring forth the spiritual community in a unified expression of oneness. And what that means is that the individuals that are living spiritually purposed lives are really in their own particular gift. They're living in their gift, and they're living in union with the one spirit that is divine within them. So, you know, we see this gathering as you know, an incredible experience of the gift of each of us, you know, uniquely and personally ourselves. So with that, that's about it for our announcements. We do put out a Creative Consciousness, a newsletter, and that goes out monthly. You can connect with that as well and sign up for our newsletter through our website at alltruenatural.com. And also you can, you know, get tickets for that spiritual, Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival as well on our website. So with that, what I'm going to be doing now is that I'm going to be turning over the show to my lovely husband, who will be interviewing and introducing to you our guest today, which is Shane Lacy. And we are so thrilled and honored to be with him as well. So I'm going to wish you all a very blessed day. I'm going to be monitoring the chat room. For those of you that are listening in the chat room, if you have any questions, feel free to type them in the chat room. Again, feel free to call in and be part of the conversation that we're having this morning at 267-521-0151. God bless, and we'll see you on the other side.
All right. Well, great introduction, Cabrini. Thank you. Hi, I'm your host today. Excuse me, Sam Greco, and our guest today is Shane Lacy, and we're excited to have him on the show today on our Sunday Light Show. He is a Pleiadian energist, Reiki master, massage therapist. Okay, Shane is from, I'm just going to read his bio. That's what I usually do in our shows, is read the biography and then we start our interview. Shane is from Queensland, Australia, and has a private business offering services in Reiki, crystal, Pleiadian healing, and also offers massage therapy. Shane has a host of products on his website, and that's www.whitedovehealing.com. It's a great website, folks. Check it out, including Himalayan salt, lamps salt products, and salt therapy, Himalayan salt inhaler. Shane is very active in the community, extending out throughout the world on his Facebook site and YouTube, offering videos, blogs, talking about the awakening of humanity and the shift into ascension. A note from Shane, and this is in quotes, "My name is Shane. I am here because I am a passionate professional energy healer who has a heart-centered approach towards my clients. I encourage people to find their own journey to find inner peace they deserve. My desire is to empower you and to find your true inner calling, your heart's desires of who you are, and the way I will, and along the way, I will hold space for you as you find your inner peace and understanding of your true worthiness. Along my journey, I have found much inner peace and love that resides within me. White Dove Healing to me is about nurturing love, inner peace, and balance in your life. I see my role as accompanying you on your personal journey to improve your health and well-being. I look forward to connecting with you in the future." Well, all right, Shane, welcome to the show, hello there. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can, Sam. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. This is good because we've been having a lot of technical issues in the past, so far so good. All right, Shane, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do? And I want to just go into, if you had you know, your initial awakening in your life and what caused you to take this spiritual path.
Sure, Sam. Look, over the last month, I've taken it further back to even when I was a child, as young as I can remember, about probably 7 or 8. I would dare say I was probably awakened back then on some level, okay? The thing for me was I was interested into the most unusual stuff. Psychics, I even went down as far as buying a newspaper, a news agent's collection book called The Unexplained, but delved into ghosts and psychics and UFOs and all that sort of stuff. So from an early age, and I didn't even realize I was, that this was the path I was going to take. And I kind of drifted off there for a while and got into it later on in life at about the age of 35 when my life took a turn and I needed to find some direction and went down and started to go and saw a psychic who led me to where I am today.
Wow.
Yeah. The funny thing was about it was for me, at the end of the day, I was into science fiction, I was into UFOs, I was into conspiracy theories, I was into all that stuff, even as a kid, okay, Sam?
Yeah.
And what I want to share that with your listeners today or tonight, and let them know that they're not alone, that if they've had these kind of experiences as when they were younger, then it's okay, because it just means that they're awakening onto their spiritual journey.
Sure.
You know, so at the end of the day, it's an exciting time for me, because everything that I've done when I was a kid led me to this point right here now.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do, is to remind people, you know, as you said earlier, it's just to, you know, if you have those experiences, it's all right. And I'm glad you were, you know, it seems to be this common thing through our guests, is that they're showing and they're living in their testimony to a life where if you listen and you follow through with what you're hearing, you know, this is the type of life you have, and it is a blessed life. And this is really great to hear this coming from you as well, Shane. So I'm glad, you know, I'm thankful that you listened and that it kind of restarted in your life, because, you know, how you told us how you had this experience when you were a child, you had this curiosity when you were a young person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story. So let's get into the moment where, okay, I'm reading, you know, we're here with your biography. And can you tell us a little bit about the Palladian experience? How did this happen in your life?
Well, when I started, because I've moved around quite a lot over the time, okay, Sam. So there was a time 3.5 years ago where I had left my marriage and moved out to a place called the Lockyer Valley in Queensland out here near Toowoomba, okay?
Okay.
I was seeked out a new meditation group, because I was going to one previously when I was living in Brisbane in Queensland. Mm-hmm. And then I found a new meditation group, which was a lady that was a higher vibration. Now, she ran her own meditation group, and she assisted in taking me to the next level.
Wow.
By helping me to understand the differences with the Palladians, Assyrians, and the Arcturians, right? So, and I knew nothing about this, mate. This is all completely foreign to me. I'm thinking, okay, what's going on here? This is all way out there for me. But I stuck it through. And the Palladian sort of stuck with me, and I felt comfortable with it, and I rung with it. I Googled it, and everything that I knew about it resonated with me, right? So it was about 12 and a half months ago that I woke up one morning, and because I kept getting told I had to find a new modality, okay, to work with, a new energy healing to work with. And one morning, it's like something just hit me. It's like Palladian energy healing. I thought, okay, so how do I work with that? And from there, the journey just started from there. So I actually even channel in some of the healings as well, Palladian.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So the energy itself, now I've done a few treatments on people with that, and the energy is a lot stronger, it's a lot softer, but it also it gives more people of a sense of shifting through what they need to shift through at the time.
Yeah, that's incredible. When you experience Palladians, how was your experience? Do you see them? Like, you see you channel them, so can you tell us a little bit about that experience in itself?
Right. The thing for me is I basically go into a meditative state, and I sit and come from my heart center, and I invite them in. I invite my Palladian guide, Adriel. I've got two of them. I can't think of the other name of the other one at the moment, but Adriel was the first one that came to me. And I channel her through, and then call upon any other Palladian guides that want to come through, and they hold space for me, and I channel the energy through me into the people. And if I feel the urge to channel, I just channel their language. I can't explain it any easier than that, pretty much, Sam, at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's what an incredible story.
I don't know what they say. Some people know, some people instinctively know what is channeling, and other people don't. And but they may come, that may come to me later on down the track as I ascend further and become more, as my vibration raises more.
Wow. And this happened to, you were saying this happened to you how long ago?
Yeah, 18 months ago, Sam. I just woke up
one
morning. Yeah, because 2 years ago, I'd been told you got to find a new energy modality to work with. So I said, okay.
Right.
I said, what's that? And the lady said to me, said, I don't know. She said, I'm being told that you need to find a new modality to work with. So it took me that long. But one morning, like 18 months ago, I just woke up and thought, Palladium, it's going to be my new modality, and Palladium energy healing. Because you know how things happen, right, Sam? Some mornings you wake up and something will just hit you in your mind. It's like, okay, I've got to run with that. And so that's what I did. It's like most things in your life, when people are lost in their lives and not sure where they go, where to go in their lives, they need to sit back in their heart and just sit in that quiet space and listen to their higher self. Because your higher self has all the answers to where you need to go in life and where you want to go. So, and because I've found over the time that nothing has been misplaced. Everything that I've done has been perfect right up until this very point.
Absolutely. I totally agree. You know, if we listen to ourselves, and it's innate that we can do this. It's a capability. It's very natural. It's not that difficult to really listen to yourself.
No, but we're taught not to.
You're right, my friend. Yes.
We're taught not to. Because as far as most of the society believes, we can't think for ourselves. We have to be told everything of what to believe. You know, and the biggest thing for me and the biggest learning for me over the time has learned for me to learn to listen to my inner self rather than the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that also goes to letting go of old beliefs, old paradigm beliefs, old spiritual beliefs, anything that doesn't resonate with us anymore, right? We need to go back into our heart and question all the time what we believe, not what everybody else is telling us that we have to believe, see?
Right. So here's a question also here, now that you say questions. I have a question here. So as we listen, can you tell us, can you concur that that starts unraveling the the conditionings of our mind the more we
it
listen?
It does, yes, because once you start to listen to yourselves, it unravels everything in your mind that you used to believe, right? And this is the whole concept of getting back into your heart space, of coming from your heart of space and love and compassion and everything, because you have, we all have a purpose in this life, okay, Sam? You know that.
You're right.
All right?
Yeah.
And I want your listeners to understand, as they listen to me today or tonight, is that we all have a purpose in this life, and we need, because a lot of people get lost and confused, and they just follow along in their life, right? Not even realizing that there's something bigger for them out there. And sometimes they just can't seem to get past the world that they're living in to find something better. You know?
Yeah.
I want the listeners to ask themselves tonight, are they actually happy where they are in their life? Okay? Is there something calling to them, right, that they're just ignoring because they're too scared to take that leap?
Well, that question that you posed, it prompts them to listen. Are you happy in your life? That will have you listen. You need to listen to answer that question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And everything that has happened for me over the last 12 months or even beyond that, before that, has led me to this point, right?
Sure.
So, look, we all get scared because it's a big leap. for us to step out of our comfort zone, Sam. And I'm sure most of your listeners out there would agree with that, that at the end of the day, it's a scary step.
Oh, yeah. Of course it can be.
And the first step's always the hardest.
Well, hence the surrender to, you know, the Creator, hence the surrender to yourself.
Absolutely. Because when you surrender and have faith, everything else pretty much falls into place from that point.
Yeah, I think it's good to also remember when we're very young, too, because we have it when we're young. We're the preconditioned state of being, almost, you know, when if you can remember that far, it's maybe it could be easier to listen to yourself now, you know.
And it is, because we are preconditioned as children. Like, as I've gone back in my childhood, you know, I went to church and I was preconditioned to believe that, you know, in that God would strike me down if I was bad and all this sort of stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All that negative stuff. So, you know, it's important for people to take stock of their lives and, once again, as I said, go back into their hearts of where they feel what resonates with them. Yeah, the one ironic experience that I will recall to you right now and to your listeners, Sam, is when I served in the Navy, okay? I did 10 years in the Navy from 1984 to 1994, okay?
Okay,
thank you. One of the ships that I served on, the second ship I was actually served on in Australia here, I was doing life buoy duty one night at the end of the ship. And because I'll share with you, my mother had actually passed on not long, about 12 months before that.
Oh, dear.
Right? Yeah, just not long after I joined and got on the first ship, she passed on.
Wow.
And that took me a long time to get over. But this one night on the ship, I was staring out into the ocean there, just doing my lifeboat duty. And for a split couple of seconds, my mother appeared above the water as an apparition in front of me.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know what to think of that. Yeah, sorry?
Incredible.
Really took my breath away. So there's another experience for you, your listeners, to look at that, because that blew me away, because I'd been absolutely completely, you know, still grieving for the loss of my mum back then. You know, she passed on, and to have her appear in front of me and she was dressed in white and she was smiling. She was just smiling. So, you know, that was pretty ironic. So I took that as a sign that I was being looked after.
That's beautiful. I know. I'm sure you just kept that experience with you for the rest of your life, you know.
Yeah.
Let's get into a little bit of your healing modalities.
Sure.
So we know that the Palladian healing is you're doing channels. And is this for yourself or for people? Are you involved with your Palladian healing with the community?
I do it as on one-on-one, Sam.
Okay.
So I haven't really done in the community as such, but I do it on one-on-one if people request it. So, yeah, but I don't do it as a community kind of thing.
Let's talk about your salt therapy. Is it something that you practice often? Is it something?
Oh, absolutely. Himalayan salt is the greatest thing, mate. I've got 4 salt lamps, 5 salt lamps in my house that I leave on 24 hours a day. Okay, and what it does is it puts negative ions back into the house again because of all the positive ions that we get off the electrical equipment from all our computers and TVs and phones that we have in the house these days. It takes a lot of negative ions out of the atmosphere in the house, and to do that, the Himalayan salt actually replaces the the positive with the negative ions back into the house, which we need to bring us balance. So I also use Himalayan salt for eating, and I use it in the bath as well.
Wow. Yeah, we have we were in Florida once on our tour, and we went to a Himalayan salt cave. It was just set up inside a building.
We have two of them here in Australia, actually, Sam, as well. One on the Sunshine Coast where I live, and one in Toowoomba in Queensland as well.
Yeah, it was intense. We were inside it, and I can concur that there's healing going on. Tell us a little bit about the, where did I read here? Something with respiratory?
Yeah, it helps with depression, helps with your lungs as well. And what it does is just, it helps clear, because salt is an essential part of our body. So, and what it does is it gets inside your body and helps alleviate any congestion within your lungs or your chest or your throat or nasal passages that you may have, which is why it's so important to be able to have, you know, you can bath in it. It's like going into the ocean for a swim, but you're actually
right,
putting it in your bath and soaking in it for up to 40 minutes in the bath with it. I know the benefits I've had because I've gone to salt caves before, and like I said, I use the Himalayan salt in my bath when I have baths as well.
And these are this is products that you sell on, you also sell on your website?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is, Sam. Yeah, I sell it in, you know, different size bags. I sell it in chunks. I sell it in coarse salt or fine salt, or the lamps. Now, I can attest to the benefit of Himalayan salt because I've used it and I haven't had any problems with my health over the last 3 years. I do not take medication. I do not take any antibiotics whatsoever, other than the ascension symptoms that I have gotten over the previous few years. Most of the time I use natural therapies, oils, or just work through it emotionally, whatever's coming up for me. But the Himalayan salt is great.
Yeah, that's we heard about it. We also have used it, and we can say that it's very, very beneficial. And the products that you sell on your website regarding Himalaya salt, are they right from the Himalayas, that salt?
Yeah, they are. Yes. Yeah, I actually got a certificate from my supplier to state that they come from the Himalayan mountains up in Pakistan.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because there's a lot of places that claim and they're not really from the Himalayas. So I'm glad.
Well, that was one of the things one of my clients asked. So, and because I had that certificate of authenticity from Pakistan, that was the one that which clinched it, because they want that proof that it's actually from there.
Yes.
You do get people out there who want to try and rip you off.
And there you have it, folks. This is you can access these products on Shane's website, www.whitedovehealing.com. How else can they get a hold of you, Shane?
On my Facebook page as well, Sam, White Dove Healing. So if they're on Facebook and they just Google in, they type in on the search bar at the top, have Facebook there, when they're logged in, type in White Dove Healing, and it'll come up with White Dove Healing. And then they can message me from there.
All right. So right now, Shane, go ahead.
They can email. Sorry?
Go ahead with your email.
I was going to say, or they can email me at whitedovehealingcenter@outlook.com.
That's White Dove Healing Center at Outlook.com.
Yep.
All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break, Shane, and we'll see if there's any questions in the chat room. Are you okay with questions?
Yeah, I'm happy.
And I want to get back into more of the metaphysical aspects and experiences in your life, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, one moment.
take a short break. Please take a moment and bookmark our Creative Consciousness Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're living a spiritually purposed life, you want to connect and co-create with others in the spiritual community at large, become a member of Ultra Natural Cooperative. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter. And for more information, visit our website at alltruenatural.com. Promoting awareness as a key to harmonious living.
All right, we're back. That music was from Jim Wafer. He was our guest on our last show, and he's from New Zealand, and he makes bell drums at 432 hertz. So, yeah, that was Jim Wafer. Shane, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, it's good to have you back. Let's talk about where do you think humanity is at right now at this moment?
Right now, I see humanity at a tipping point. Now, by that, we have two options available to us. And a lot of that is more so, from my point, is to be able to come from our heart space and have more compassion and love. Now, there's a lot of changes happening in the world. The earth is shifting a lot with a lot of earthquakes and all sorts of weather events happening across the world. What I find is a lot of people are confused and wanting to change their lives, Sam. They don't know where to start. Right? So, and the thing for me is where I've come from in the last 12 months alone, I've opened up a great deal. To understanding myself of more focusing on the love aspect but also healing within yourself. Because what the people out there need to do is start to learn to love themselves.
That's right.
Because the thing for them right now is those people are out there who are negative and going out of their way to cause disruption. They're just searching for love. They're wanting love, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So at the moment, humanity's at a tipping point. Now, what I've seen in the last month alone, and this is just my own perspective myself personally, is that I see a lot more love coming into the world. I see a lot of people out there doing a lot of events, you know, for argument's sake, in every country, somebody out there doing a hugging event, you know, giving free hugs. You know, it's all over YouTube. I did a hugging event myself early this year with a couple of friends of mine, and that was phenomenal. I loved it, and the people loved it. You know, they had young and old coming up and giving us hugs.
Yeah, that's great. Right on.
It doesn't take much to share that love, mate. But the thing is, people are confused. They don't know. They can't seem. It's about the thing for me, right? Is I've gone back into loving myself. Because if you cannot love yourself, it starts with you, Sam. It starts with all your listeners out there loving themselves, knowing that they are worthy and they have gifts to give the world.
Yes, the worthiness is absolutely something people can consider because it's very real to be, to feel worthy and to know that you're worthy with your gifts. And I know that gifts are not to be hoarded, they're to be shared. So, absolutely, Shane. So, at the same time, I'm also hearing there's a great awakening happening at the same time. There's a lot of people who are confused. But as you
absolutely.
Say, with these hugging events, radio shows, people as yourself, there's a great awakening happening. And people can't say they're going crazy anymore because
no.
it's an awakening.
Yeah, because I feel also a lot of people out there, they also don't understand the symptoms of what's happening to them as well. Like when they get ringing in their ears, high-pitched ringing for, say, 30, 40 seconds, which is what I've got constantly since I've started to really get into the journey, right? And then you may get spiritual depression or anxiety as well.
Sure.
You're downloading so much information and the physical body is trying to catch up, you know?
Sure.
And that's the thing. So what people need to understand, and this is even going into change of eating habits, sleeping habits, sleeping habits. I know I've, you know, I've suffered with sleeping, really severe sleeping habits over the last few years, with getting anywhere from 4 hours up to 5 hours, 6 hours of sleep a night, lucky to get even 8 hours. And I'm like in bed, you know, at a set time every night. Absolutely. And then eating habits is a big one for me, because a lot of people may be out there thinking, well, why am I changing my diet, or why am I not changing my diet, or why am I sick when I'm eating these certain foods? Well, it's because your body is vibrating higher and it's trying to adjust, okay? So the foods that people would normally eat, whether it be junk food, Coke, chips, or other foods, would be dairy, could be anything, okay? I'm only going from my experience. This is also due to the ascension symptoms, okay? So people need to be in tune with their bodies as well. It's important for them to be in tune with their bodies and listen to what their bodies are saying. If they don't want to have something, or if your body's getting sick because of a certain food, then you need to change that. But I know I've gone off bread and I've gone off dairy and a lot of other products over the last, I don't even touch processed food. Maybe one or two items here and there, but most foods I cannot. I eat a lot of fresh vegetables and I cook vegetables, and I eat a lot of drink a lot of water. Okay, water is very important to have as well.
Yeah, water is very, very important. It's been known for a long time now that water is very. It's incredible what water does. I know the difference for myself. We have a friend, actually, who's talked about water and, you know, you can change its properties through intention.
That's very true. Yeah, absolutely. It's the intention you put into the water, right, Sam? I've got 3 colored bottles here that I fill up with pure filtered water, mm-hmm. right? Got no fluoride in it at all. And I've got a blue and a green bottles. And I've actually stuck little love hearts all over them as well.
That's
right. With the intention of filling the bottle with love.
Sure. Of course it reacts.
We are the creators of our world. And that's the other thing I want people to understand as well, for those who are listening, you know, is that we need to also take responsibility for everything that we've created in this world.
Yes. Yeah. It's with spirituality, there's an innate responsibility as well. With freedom, there's responsibility. Absolutely. But I think the responsibility becomes very natural in a spiritual, you know, purpose life, wouldn't you say?
It does. It does, because over time you learn that, you know, you've got to take responsibility because you're the only one that has created the world around you. Right? Instead of blaming, you know, Joe down the road or Robin up the street there because they made you do this when they don't. Okay, you've brought this into your life for you to experience, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. People can't. They can't get their head around that. And that's okay because, look, by all means, everybody is on their own separate journey at their own time, right? But when they get to that point, it's about them saying, oh, wow, what a great experience, okay? And they need to look at and see, what did I get out of that experience? What did I get out of that experience? So ask yourself out there tonight, everyone who's listening, ask yourselves, what did I get out of the experiences I had whether it be a child or even the last 12 months. What did I learn from that? What is it that I do not want to be? Because the other thing I want to go into, if you don't mind, Sam,
go right ahead.
Is talk about the reflections, how we reflect each other off everybody else that crosses our path. Because of being multidimensional energy beings, we reflect out what is what we put, we get back what we're reflecting out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is the thing. So, the point I want to make this as easy to understand, but it's simple as if you get angry because somebody said something to you, then the point you got to look at is, what have I done? Why am I angry at myself? What have I done in the past or something that I've done to draw this back to me, to show me what I need to change within myself, which goes back to changing, working within yourself rather than putting that out and blaming somebody else in the first place.
That's right.
Am I making sense here?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And that causes, you know, that prompts listening. There's, you know, that you have to listen to get those answers, to see
absolutely.
If, you know, you're asking that question right from a listening perspective.
Hmm. Well, I've done, like I said, I've been on this, when I rejoined this journey about 15, 16 years ago, right, it was huge for me because I couldn't, it was about embracing the whole thing. And I struggled with it at first. I got to tell you, it was difficult. Because I couldn't get a handle on exactly what I was looking at in the past to get to where I needed to be where I am today.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Right? And it is difficult. You want to live in denial. No, I haven't got that problem. That can't be right. But also, people need to understand that it's not always their stuff either. There are other people out there as well who've got their own stuff going on as well. So it's about discerning what's yours and what's not as well.
Yes, very much so.
Right, so at the end of the day, what the point that I want to get at is also for people to understand that, and what I've learned in the last month or two alone now is it's getting easier for those who are waking up now. It's getting easier just to let it go. Right, it's not about, as we head into the ascension period for those who are awake and working, you know, starting to work through, it's now a case of getting into and just doing it, going out there and doing it, not working anymore and working on the collective consciousness. It's about getting in and just doing it, getting out there, spreading the love and being the person that we are, finding who we truly are, which is with love. We always have been. We're just remembering who we are. That's what it boils down to at the end of the day, Sam.
Yeah, our true essence is love. Anything else is basically conditioned and foreign.
That's right.
You know, but everybody, you know, we always have that philosophy, and it's very common now, and it's becoming put in practical use by humanity, and that is if you follow your gifts, if you follow your passion, if you love what you do, communities tend to harmonize, you know, the technology
absolutely.
Shows up, the healing shows up, technology shows up, well-being shows up, awareness of nutrition shows up, wouldn't
yep.
you say?
Absolutely. I agree with you fully there, Sam, and this is where the world is headed. We're slowly getting to that point. We're at that tipping point, and the more that we continue to accentuate that love, right, the more that it's going to flow across the whole planet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Shane, I have a caller here for you. Are you
sure.
ready for a caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, one moment. Let's see if we can get this caller on.
Okay.
Hello, caller. This is area code 818.
Hi. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday. You're here live with us on Creative Consciousness Radio Show and with our guest, Shane Lacey. Do you have any questions? And what is your name?
Enchantress. I believe the universe wanted me to talk to you because I relate to you, I resonate to what you're saying. I've written these things, what you said. No matter, though I do wonder about life in some way that, you know, we put our thoughts are in feelings and emotions and everything into the universe, our conscious and unconscious mind. One way, we don't know what's going to come back to us. It may not come back the same way we thought it would. Can you relate to this?
Yeah, I can. And what I want to say to you, Enchantress, is that what I've found myself over the last 12 months of my learnings is, and we've come down here to experience this, right? But also I've been told a long time, a long ways through the way of my journey, that we've signed contracts before we even came down here. So we've already had these experiences planned out before we even got to this point, if I'm making sense.
Some of it I understand, some of it I can't, because some of the two people in my life, if I mention this name, is it all right to say what these people are? I don't want to bring bad energy by mentioning these two names. It's very hard for me to understand these two individuals, or these type of individuals. Shall I say it, or I don't want to bring bad energy into the conversation?
Well, you can just if you feel better, you can just use different names.
Well, no, I don't know any other name to describe it.
We're pretty spiritually protected here. There's nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, because people don't like me to use these two words. One is a sociopath, and the other one is a spiritual vampire.
Oh, sure.
So I've experienced both of those in a very strong way, and many sociopaths in my life, one spiritual vampire. And because of this, when people say contracts and all of that, and what my children were faced, I can't believe that they were born, or I was born, to be subjected to these individuals. So that's why I have a confusion when it comes to contracts. Yes, I did put needs and wants, and I was uneducated to my own intuition and my own uneducated to these things that they were subject me to. But sometimes I lost my free will along the way. So that's what's confusing about, you know, when people say contracts before we came here.
Okay. I understand that. And I, to be honest, with a lot of the stuff that I've gone through myself and changed over my life of being here, at some point earlier on in the piece, not wanting to be here due to what I was going through in my life, I can't speak for you personally, but from my point, it's an experience. For what everybody's journey is different, see? And this is what I also want to get across is, and I can't understand why, I couldn't understand why you would actually want to sign up for that experience for yourself personally, but there's a reason behind it. And it may be a past life, okay? But from my point, I can understand your confusion, and I was very confused back then myself. When I was getting into the whole contract thing, are you kidding? Why would I be so stupid to sign up for something like that? Really? And it was confusing for me. The more I delved back into my childhood and the more I got into the whole concept of where I was sitting and I resonated with my heart, it just felt that it was right for me. It may not resonate with you, but for me, it resonated with me. But I can't understand how I could be able to help you with that one.
Well, just with the word you said, heart. I was told okay, you heard of this word empathic, and you heard of the word channel.
Yeah, we're all empathic. Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm a challenger, whatever. I channel things. Yeah.
Yeah, you channel. Yep.
Okay, maybe that's why I'm on the show with you. And so what they're telling me is that the reason why some of these things happened to me is you said the word heart.
Yeah.
That these people didn't have hearts, and I have to, you know, but then someone could fall for your heart. It's complicated because some people can go by your heartbeat rhythm. Do you understand that? And if
the more we come from our heart, the more we open our heart up, okay, Enchantress, the more we are opened up to other people coming in like the two people that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Because the thing is, those people are looking for love, and they're not even fully aware what they're doing. And this is what I've found myself, is that I'm sort of, on some level, I'm a repellent to a lot of people, okay? I repel them. And then on another level, I get a lot of other people who have their hearts open draw to me as well. But that also means that I need to be discerning about who I let into my life, because some people may not be beneficial to me, and like you said, maybe just energy vampires who will want to suck you dry.
Yeah.
And it's about coming from your heart and learning, be discerning about who you allow in your life as well. Am I making sense what I'm saying here?
I was just told that, yeah, a couple of days ago from someone.
Yep.
That, and then another person said to me, empathic in a strange way, it happened about vibrations, that no matter mm-hmm. what I experienced from that person, I almost died that night, keep being the person I am and keep sharing my love. He was at a
Absolutely.
Different place than me. It's the law of
yes.
vibrations and how we resonate and how we're drawn to them.
Yes, absolutely. And this is, we can't stop living from our heart, because if we shut down, then we're not living our purpose of what we're meant to be doing, which is coming from our heart and starting to share the love across the world. Because those people will fall away. They may wake up one day. They may not. Right? But for you, you said,
yes.
You're hearing
also,
me, right?
I was told, I don't want to overtalk you, but I was told,
yes.
We're awake. I was born awake, if you understand that, because I was born a little different in some form, where I was a premature baby, so my heart and my mind and my body are not separate. They separate, so I don't always get the same signals. But
okay.
my heartbeat rhythm is with the universe, so it goes in both ways. So one way is understanding, and the other one's going, oh, my unconscious mind is...
Yeah.
Knows everything, if you can understand this.
I can. I understand it. I've come to a lot of realizations over the last few months alone, Enchantress, and for me it's been a beautiful journey of truly opening my heart up regardless, and being very discerning of who comes into my life, but understanding that that's their journey, and I've got to continue to keep sharing the love with the world, which is why I have, I go crazy on Facebook. And I got two groups. So three groups I openly run on Facebook. White Dove, Peace and Love, One World, One Humanity, and Palladian Sunshine Coast here in Queensland. So I want to reach as many people, and I want them to understand to stay within their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need you to help shift the rest of the consciousness of the world, Enchantress. And I wanted to thank you so much for coming on, because it's such a blessing to have you share your experience with me as well. And I thank you for that.
Well, I thank you for letting me speak. I guess I was meant to speak. Sometimes people do not like my vibrations, and it makes me uneasy. I can't control them.
I feel a lot of love off you, Enchantress, and I feel there's confusion, but I feel a lot of love off you too. You want to see this shift in the world yourself.
Yes, I do.
So don't stop. Keep going.
Yeah, I've seen nice people come towards me, and they all tell me different things, and it's good. It's just some of the things they tell me is overwhelming, because it's how they tell it. And the way you tell it, please continue telling it with kindness and beautiful pictures and music, because that's the way people can be connected to. Not so harshly, where people have put fear. Some people show me awareness by fear. And
yes.
It's difficult when people do that.
Yeah. And look, and the other thing I want to share with you too, which has just come to mind at the moment too for you, Enchantress, is what I've also realized as well, as the vibration across the planet is shifting, because we are one soul, one humanity, one unit, right? We're unified as one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to tune in to each other's vibrations.
Mm.
If that is making sense.
Maybe that's why people are coming towards me. It all happened when this man came up to me and he started reading, saying that to me, the word echo. He said the
mm-hmm.
word echo, and then P-A-N-A-C-H-E, this person's name. Have you ever heard of him? Yes?
No.
And, well, 2 days ago when I found what he was talking about, I wrote that on Facebook. So it's like, okay, now people are coming towards me very strongly. So what you're saying is, and we're in the fifth dimension, all of these
yes.
things are playing a part.
Yes, they are, all of them, because it's all interacting as one because the vibration's happening higher, and those of us are the first wave, right, to go through to the fifth dimension. We're the ones that are holding, we need to hold, we need to ground ourselves to hold it for the rest to come through, see, Enchantress.
And you said grounded. Did you say grounded?
Yeah, I did. We need to stay grounded so we can hold mm-hmm. the space for the rest of them to come through.
I'm right, not just grounded. I'm more up in the air. If you could give me the magic power to get rid of swollen feet. Every time someone says grounded to me, my feet get sunken more and more into the ground where I can't move. So the thing is, I feel words too much. So that's, I'm working on that too. So.
Do you go for walks, do you, Enchantress?
Yes.
Like the beach, or are you near a beach, or are you going for grass, like barefoot?
I've been doing that too. Last time I went to the beach, they told me I shouldn't be in the water too much. I should be on the sand. So everyone gives me advice in some way, and I'm trying to follow it, even to the point where, well, don't put others, surround yourself with others' energy. Don't do this way and that way and this way. I'm sure eventually it will get better again.
Enchantress?
Yes.
Mm. Hi, can I suggest something? And I'm hearing a lot that people are telling you what to do, and I think the key here is what I'm getting for you. And before we close here, we've got about 2 minutes left, so we'll have to cut the lines short here. But I think it's about listening to yourself, and then telling the world what is going on inside you, and what divine messages you're getting within yourself. Instead of a lot of people telling you what to do, and you coming forth and saying, well, he told me this and she told me that. But regardless, my advice would be that. But it's up to us to do it. You have your free will, as we do ours. But I can tell you, if you follow that, listening to yourself, just check it out and see what happens. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you, Enchantress, for being on the show, for calling in. God bless your heart. We have about 1 minute left. I'm going to leave it over to my lovely wife, Cabrini, as she closes the show. Shane, it was great seeing you, or it was great being with you again, my friend. And we'll connect again, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Blessings.
Wow, how you like that, folks? Doesn't an hour just fly by? We're just coming to an end, and Shane, it's been a pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you.
We really love your down-to-earth, really genuine, authentic self that you bring forth to each of us, and your honesty about what's happened in your life and how you're coming to terms with your own ascension. The ascension that is happening is an inside job, folks. The ascension of spirit is happening within the being. So, yes, the manifestation does happen in the world around us as we are in the experience of our oneness. So there is a lot of parts within the consciousness of humanity, and there is a lot of parts yet within the consciousness of the individual. And those parts are really merging into the oneness that we are. And as we all individually walk in the oneness, the one power, the one source, the one love, the one heart, we really do get to create the world that we want to live in. Thank you for being with us today. We wish you much love and many blessings on your journey. Today is Sunday, May 17th. Thank you, Shane. Visit Shane's website at whitedovehealing.com. Visit our website at alltruenatural.com. We're bridging the gap. We're bridging the gap in the community. We're bridging the gap between individuals. And so we all can walk hand in hand, side by side, and bring forth the new dawn in each of our lives. Much love, everyone. God bless, and God bless the world. See you again on Tuesday night, 7 p.m., right back here. Bookmark our show, and you're live with us.